USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is attempting to pass a $3.5 trillion infrastructure package that has yet to be written on paper. Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News on Monday that the Democrat push to add amnesty to the infrastructure package may be the dumbest idea in the history of the White House.
The $3.5 trillion Democratic infrastructure package has got not a thing to do with infrastructure. They're wanting to put amnesty in the infrastructure bill. Joe Biden said today he wants to put amnesty in the Democratic infrastructure bill. That will lead to an invasion of illegal immigration.
A Texas House representative announced Monday he's introducing a bill for a forensic audit of the 2020 presidential election. House Bill 241 will focus on the most populated counties in Texas. Introduced by Republican State Representative Steve Toth, he says it should be carried out before November 1st. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Olympics begin at the end of the week amid an outbreak of COVID-19 in Tokyo, Japan. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has the latest from Team USA.
The Olympics are set to begin Friday, but organizers have a COVID-19 problem. Among them, Team USA tennis star Coco Gauff, who announced Sunday she was pulling out. Opening ceremonies for the Olympics set for Friday, and Team USA softball player Haley McKinney tells NBC News this year Olympic Village has a different vibe.
You walk out of your door, you immediately grab a mask, and in the dining hall, you know, one of the biggest places to probably meet new people, your setup is, you know, plexiglass dividers in between every single seat.
Canada will start allowing fully vaccinated U.S. visitors into the country on August 9th for non-essential travel, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Monday. Canadian Public Safety Minister Bill Blair said he spoke with U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Friday, saying Washington has not yet told him of any plan to lift restrictions on travel from Canada. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As 56% of all Americans have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, nearly half of America is vaccinated. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS News says if you don't have the vaccine, you will get the Delta variant.
This variant is so contagious that it's going to infect the majority of them. Most people will either get vaccinated or have been previously infected, or they will get this Delta variant. And for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime.
Dr. Maury McCary on Fox News concurs with some asterisks.
Well, I know Dr. Gottlieb very well, and he's absolutely correct. But remember, about half of those unvaccinated already had the infection. They've got natural immunity, which has proven durable despite its dismissal by the current public health administration. So that leaves about 15% or less of the population of the adult population who are susceptible. And of those, right now we are seeing that Delta variant rip through those communities, and that's primarily in Missouri, in Arkansas, in Louisiana, Florida, parts of Texas. So a lot of the people who are vaccinated should feel really good about their protection. Those are not, and those who have not had the infection, they are susceptible.
So far, an Indiana school can't prohibit the non-vaccinated. Dan Rocky reports.
A federal judge has ruled that Indiana University's requirement that students get vaccinated against COVID before returning to campus in the fall can stand for now. The ruling denies a request for a preliminary injunction of the policy while a lawsuit from a group of 8 students works its way through the courts. That suit arguing that the school's policy violates the 14th Amendment.
I'm Lance Pryne. This is USA Radio News.